The three major TV networks are premiering new series this week. CBS has Eisenhower and Lutz, Trial and Error, and Coming of Age. NBC has In the Heat of the Night. Television critic David Bianculli recommends a show that ABC is repiloting after a couple of months of what he says was well-deserved hype.
Maybe you've already seen the pilot episode of The Wonder Years, which ABC showed after this year's Super Bowl. Then again, maybe you didn't. The game was so boring and so long that most viewers switched off before The Wonder Years came on. Beginning this Tuesday night, The Wonder Years begins a weekly run on ABC and starts with a repeat of the pilot episode, which sets the show's tone, time, and premise. The series is set in 1968, and it's told in the same manner as the film Stand By Me, with an adult narrator reliving and commenting on his life as a kid. Young actor Fred Savage, who was the boy listening to his grandfather read the story in the movie The Princess Bride, stars in The Wonder Years. He plays Kevin Arnold, who in this scene tries to bluff his way out of a pop quiz question from his junior high gym teacher.
The jockstrap. A, what is it? And B, what can it do for you? Arnold.
This was it. I felt like a fighter pilot under heavy enemy fire.
Well, the jockstrap, sir, is a particular type of strap that's constructed of a strap-type material which is utilized exclusively for the purposes of jocks.
That wonderful scene is topped immediately by a combination sight and sound gag that plays on the fighter pilot reference. As the coach stares at the kid in disbelief, we hear the sound of a bomb being dropped. And as it explodes on the soundtrack, all the other kids flinch. The Wonder Years is more like a tiny little Woody Allen movie than a standard sitcom. There's no laugh track. The acting and writing is fresh and funny, and it's an exercise in nostalgia that no one who ever attended junior high school will want to pass up. And what's amazing about this series is that it comes from Carol Black and Neil Marlins, who created ABC's Growing Pains, which I can't stand. Other contributors who make The Wonder Years so wonderful are Allie Mills, who used to star in The Associates as Kevin's mother, and Danica McKellar and Josh Saviano as Kevin's best friends. And the show has a new secret weapon, a different adult narrator than the one you heard earlier and on Super Bowl night. Starting with Tuesday's repeat episode, the voice of the adult Kevin will be provided by Daniel Stern of the movies Breaking Away and Diner and, on TV, Hometown. Stern was the voice of Kevin on the preview tape sent to critics in January, but his part was dubbed at the last minute when Stern was thought to be unavailable for the series. Presumably, Stern heard the reaction to January's sneak preview and decided very wisely to make himself available after all. That's great news because his sarcastic delivery is just perfect. He'll make you laugh, just like other parts of the show will make you cry and remember. Don't miss The Wonder Years. It's funny, it's sad, and it's absolutely adorable.
1968. I was 12 years old. A lot happened that year. Denny McLane won 31 games, the Mod Squad hit the air, and I graduated from Hillcrest Elementary and entered junior high school. But we'll get to that.
That's Daniel Stern and music by the Byrds from The Wonder Years. David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.